Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Hello and welcome to Livewire's Buy, Hold, Sell. I'm Ali Selby and today we'll be filtering the ASX for the country's top paid CEOs. As you'd probably expect, these CEOs were handsomely rewarded in FY21, but were their shareholders too? Well, to find out and to get the future prospects of these companies, we're joined by Rhett Kessler from Pengana and Stuart Welsh from Alphinity. First up, we have biotech darling CSL, whose CEO Paul Perreault earned more than $43 million in realised pay in FY21. For those who don't know, realised pay includes a salary and the value of equity that vested during the year. Stuart, is CSL a buy, hold or sell?
I think CSL is a hold here. It's a great Australian success story, well-managed business with a lot of positive attributes, but it has been COVID impacted. So the base business is collecting plasma from donors primarily in the US and then fractionating it into immunoglobulin for people with immune deficiency and neurological disorders. And the key problem during COVID was that the donors just weren't turning up. And that continues to be a bit of a headwind for them today. And whilst it's improving, those collections still probably lagging or at best in line with consensus expectations. And so for that reason, it's a hold for us.
Rhett, as Stuart mentioned there, it has had quite a few issues during the COVID crisis, but you know, everything's reopening now. We are shooting in studio today. Its share price has returned around 3% over the past 12 months. Is it a buy, hold or sell?
I have to say buy because it's one of the largest holdings in our portfolio.
Okay.
We like it. We think the company is well positioned to leverage its superior collection dynamics and its superior distribution dynamics across the globe. I'm also very excited about CSL112, which is the new molecule that hopefully will give me a pipe clean for my arteries and hundreds of millions of other people. And Paul's done a good job. I think he's positioned the company really well for the long term. And we see these collection issues as a minor speed bump, and they'll continue to throw off a lot of cash.
Next up, we have Macquarie Group, whose CEO's realised pay was $16.39 million in FY21. It's been a really great 12 months for Macquarie. Its share price has risen more than 47%. Stuart, staying on you, is it a buy, hold or sell?
I think Macquarie Bank's a buy. It's an exceptionally well-managed business that over many years has managed to reinvent itself to capture whatever the new opportunities there are in the market at that point in time. And I don't think this point in its evolution is any different. They're certainly set, particularly through the Green Energy Bank, to be a major player in the shift towards net zero emissions. And in the shorter term, they're benefiting from a lot of strong corporate activity in the Macquarie Capital business. And the volatility we're seeing in energy prices and commodity prices is really supportive of the global markets business that they have as well. A lot of the other businesses are also doing well. The retail side's taking share from the majors with better service levels and standards. So in many respects, the business is doing really well and looks pretty reasonably valued. So it's a buy for us.
Speaking of green investment, it recently announced it will be raising $1.5 billion to step up its green energy investments. Rhett, over to you. Is Macquarie a buy, hold or sell?
It's a buy, and I think Stuart's covered it exceptionally well. What I can potentially add is that I think there's going to be a global war for talent going forward. And these guys, through their culture and very strong human resources, it realised a long time ago that people are their most valuable asset, and I think they're leaders in that field. And then everything else Stuart said just means it's a buy.
Okay. Next up, we have Woolworths, whose CEO Brad Banducci earned a realised pay of $12.67 million in FY21. Rhett, staying on you, is Woolies a buy, hold or sell?
It's a buy for us. It's the ultimate inflation hedge. So when you're moving boxes at a gross margin of about 35%, the more boxes you move, the more money you make if there's inflation. I also think Brad has certainly focused on data and its contribution to increased distribution and profits, and he's doing a great job on that. So, yeah, we'll continue to back Brad.
Stuart, over to you. Its share price has risen more than 17% over the past 12 months. Is it a buy, hold or sell?
Yeah, that's right. Woolworths has been on a bit of a tear since they spun out the Endeavour drinks and pubs business recently, and so it's not particularly cheap, trading on about 28 times earnings, and they've jettisoned a lot of businesses, including the pubs business most recently, and so they're back to the ANZ sort of supermarkets and Big W. It's the path forward from here is less clear. They've talked about sort of a marketplace and food services, so we're watching to sort of see how that evolves. But I think it's a reasonably fully valued stock, but still okay. So would say it to hold.
Okay, last but not least, we have Ansell. Its former CEO, Magnus Nicklin, what a name, took home $7.47 million in FY21. Mm. It also has a new CEO. His name's Neil Salmon, also a great name. Stuart, staying with you, is it a buy, hold or sell?
Oh, look, I think Ansell, they're doing a lot of things well, but I would say it's a sell, unfortunately. I think it's been one of those key COVID beneficiaries. It had a huge run-up in profits over the last 12, 18 months. They sell protective clothing, gloves for both industrial and medical uses, and there was a mad scramble for their product. But I think what's occurring at the moment is that demand profile is normalising probably a bit quicker than people expect. And so we're seeing volumes come out of that sort of single-use exam glove space as prices are coming back pretty rapidly as well. And so for that reason, we're starting to see earnings expectations be filtered down, and I think that's probably going to make it a challenging environment for Ansell for the not too distant future.
Rhett, as Stuart said there, it's had not the best 12 months. Its share price has fallen around 25%, probably because it was a COVID winner. Mm. Could its futures turn around? Is it a buy, hold or sell?
Well, that's interesting. I mean, COVID has certainly, and the spikes due to COVID have certainly outlined which companies have massive operating leverage on the way up and down. And the reason it fell 25% is because it went up so much. Mm. I certainly think that people were factoring in way too high through the cycle earnings, and I think it's got more downside. It's got the double whammy of falling revenues, high operational leverage, and then very high input costs. And you've got to be pretty brave to be there. So sell, sorry.
Okay. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Buy, Hold, Sell. If you did, remember to give it a like. And if there's any CEOs mentioned in this episode today who have a spare million to send my way, my details are 9...
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.